Warning! The Chit Show podcast may contain explicit or vulgar material that might not be suitable for work, people with thin skin, or those under the age of 18. So you've been warned. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Thank you for sharing. And welcome to the Chit Show.
Yep. I am more than fine. I am more than fine. You're more than fine. What? Okay. Oh, yeah, customary bullshit. You know what it is. It's going to be a rough one, but, you know, whatever. Here we go. Vibes. Feels. The angst.
Don't let it go to your head.
Boys like you are a dime a dozen.
Boys like you are a dime a dozen. That's right, she said it.
You're a touch.
Just a touch.
Overrated
ass.
You're lush, and I hate it. But these dress days on my knees, they won't mean a thing.
You bitch.
Maybe I should hate you for this. Never really did have a quiet
that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 89 of the Chit Show podcast. I am your host.
I never lied.
Okay, you fucking asshole. Look here. Sad boy. Certified sad boy. We're doing an intro.
Sorry.
I'm Leo.
Go ahead.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vines?
You know who the fuck it is. And of course, that rude asshole is Danny. What's up?
Unless I have to, I'll do what I got to.
Danny, a.k.a. Danko. Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you, Danny? What's up?
Good. How are you, sir?
I am exhausted.
Exhausted? You party hard?
Somewhat. Oh, I had nice. A very long day yesterday. And didn't sleep much tonight.
Oh, I feel it.
Or
I feel
Friday.
It. Yeah. It's been a lot of that. been a lot of people. Actually, like, surprisingly, a lot of people have not been able to sleep this week. So,
oh, it's a thing.
It's like a thing.
Yeah, but I think y'all have been just not been able to sleep, period. Like, just actual, like, insomnia. Mine is just being kept up. Oh, I kept myself up last night. I was kept up. Fucking Friday night, and I was hella late to my shit yesterday, but, well, I wasn't hella late. But.
Sounds like you're living the dream.
It was good. It was good. I'm just so tired. It's easier for me to complain and sound like my life is miserable.
No, it's God's day.
I'm
just chill.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's Jesus. That's a Dave reference. No, life is great. Life is beautiful. I'm just exhausted, and it's just one of those Sundays, but I'm still happy to be here, still happy to do the podcast. But yeah, yesterday was great. Headed out to Buena Park. Well, no, Friday was great. We had Radio Play Friday at the Brit. The vibes were different, but it was still chill and fun. Everyone just wasn't really in party mode. Everyone's just like kick back and talk and listen to music mode, including me. And shouts out to the I'll get to this actually, but yeah, there was that Radio Play Friday on Friday. Yesterday, went out to Buena Park for Art in the Park, thrown by Psychedelic Lion's Den. I was invited by my friend Becky. Shouts out to Becky, you're the best. Love you, Bex. And she told me about Art in the Park, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna come out there because I had plans last night as well. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be like 15, 20 minutes away. Fuck it. Let's do this. Go to Art in the Park. And as soon as I was like, you know what? I'm down for Art in the Park. She hit me back up and was like, hey, do you want to spin a set? Because a spot just opened up. And I'm like, down. So I opened up the Art in the Park event, played some house music. It was really funky. It was really great. Shouts out to Kaleidoscope, to Psychedelic Lion's Den, to all the crews in attendance, all the DJs, all the artists. It was really interesting.
Hell yeah.
It was really fucking cool. Like, they have this one little corner of this dope park that's right by Knott's Berry Farm. Like, you can see the rides, and, like, they're right there.
Ooh.
And it was fucking cool. Like, just to sit there and play music, and people are doing their flow shit, and they had, like, community paintings going on and special art projects and fucking all kinds of shit. Like, it was just music and fun, and people were hanging out and just, like, chairs. I brought my Jumbo Connect 4 to add to the vibe. It was great. People loved it. It was awesome. Just have, like, a blanket and some pillows, my chair, you know, my googly eye glasses, and just doing my thing with all these other amazing people just doing their thing. So shouts out to them, Psychedelic Lions, then. Make sure you go follow them, ladies and gentlemen. They are doing the, they usually do it monthly, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And it was chilly last night for once. I actually got cold, and I was like, holy shit, yep. That's why my allergies and my sinuses have been all weird, because that transition is coming. Like, right now,
you know,
it's pretty.
What that means.
It's fall, baby.
Spooky season.
Spooky.
Baby.
Los spooky seasons. I'm excited for it. And then I went to a party last night and had a great time. I was out very. I didn't get home till like 5 in the morning. So.
Dang.
Yeah, I was. I can't do it anymore, man. Drink a fucking Red Bull. I'm one of those people where as soon as I get one energy drink in me, the rest that follow don't really do anything.
Well, as someone who does not drink anymore by choice, I usually just bring like 2 energy drinks with me. So I just stay wired at a party.
Nice. You know?
So I'm still kind of fun.
Yeah.
But like, I can't go to parties anymore because I don't know what it is. It's just like, I'm just like, yeah, I'll go, but I don't think I could drink.
See, and you know, I totally get that. I totally understand that, and I'm behind that one and feel the same way. I feel the same way. I just really, and if I do drink, I have to really pay attention to how much I'm taking in, because it is, that line is thin between too much and just right. Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I was a fucking horrible alcoholic in the past, so.
Yeah, a beer and 3/4, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too much.
Yeah, beer's all I need now. I went and got Jameson for the party, and this dude was trying to give me the big bottle, and I was just getting for myself. Like, of course I was going to make some cocktails for some people if they asked, but I was, like, mostly for myself, and he grabbed the big bottle. I was like, no, dude, no, I'm good. He's like, no, you know, big, but you're going to a party, and I'm just like, yeah, but no, I'm fucking 34 years old now, guy. Like, I don't know.
Excuse
I don't party
me,
like
sir.
That.
I'm here to vibe very lightly.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm here in support of other people. I'm not here for myself.
Yeah, dude. I was just like, let me get that middle one. Let me get that middle one, please. Please.
See, now you're at the age where you're just like, yeah, I'll do a cocktail. Like, yes. I'll do a mixed drink. Sounds like fun.
Yes. And I had some mixed drinks and bought a Red Bull because they didn't have fucking yerba mate everywhere I went. I don't know what it is with Orange County and yerba mate. They don't do it. And I drank a fucking Red. It was great until like maybe an hour before I left. And then that hour and a half drive was just brutal. That was brutal. But I made it and we're here and I had it's been a great weekend. And now I'm putting the perfect cap on the weekend by doing this amazing show with this amazing person. That's my co-host. And going to go get a massage later with Amy. And have a little picnic and hang out. Yeah. Great.
Wow.
Great little ending to the weekend. I'd say it's a phenomenal weekend.
I'm going to read this big fucking book for the weekend. Is that okay? Just Book of Batman.
Do it. You've been on your Batman kick, sir.
Bro. Well, yesterday was Batman Day.
Hey.
Very fun. 20% off everything at Horizon Comics of Batman.
Fuck.
I know, right? And I've been reading the Batman Golden Age Omnibus still. I'm halfway done. Stories are just funny as fuck and also really stupid. And so I hate this. It's just dumb. It's really dumb. Batman was stupid back in the day. I don't understand.
That's
got a kill count.
That's
of like
murder, tough
so
boy, or whatever the fuck he says.
That's murder, big boy. Like, what are you even saying? What happened in the 40s for that to be like, oh, this is peak writing right here?
Thwack.
I don't get it.
Womp. Anyway.
But yeah, it was a great weekend. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted, and you know, at least it ended right, because there was another fuck. I have to say, okay, I have to rant about. I'm gonna rant quite a bit, maybe not quite a bit, but a little bit. What is it with our fucking people and being just so unbearable at parties when it comes to music? What is it with brown people, Latin brown people, and just being so fucking hard-headed? I don't like it. I don't like it. Some of the most, the hardest people to DJ for are fucking Latin people. No, let me be more specific. Mexicans and Central Americans. Southern yeah. Americans, fucking nonchalant as fuck. They're great. Play some salsa. Just play some funky Latin shit that'll get me going. Great. No, you fuck with Mexicans. It's like, can you play Selena? Play Selena. Play some cumbia. And it's like, but you're at the Britisher, bitch. Read the room. And then they had the nerve. Like, I literally play Selena. Everyone stops dancing except for this one chick, her and her friend. She has to literally run to the other side of the bar to go get her friend. So that she doesn't have to dance by herself, because everyone else was like, nah, this ain't it. This isn't the vibe that I'm feeling. But I did her a solid.
Music at the Britisher.
At the fucking Britisher.
Britisher.
And it's not like bitch tipped, but I was going to be nice. And then she comes back up and again, can you play Selena? Can you play some more Selena? Can you play some cumbia? Some Spanish music? I was like, I'm not playing Selena. I'm like, look, I already played it and nobody wanted to dance to it. Somehow, nobody wanted to dance to Selena, which was very obvious and apparent, was taken as nobody likes Selena. They literally went over to one of my friends and was like, oh, do you like Selena? And she's like, yeah, I fuck with Selena. She's chill. She's dope. She's like, well, he said that nobody likes Selena. And then my friend Kristen comes up to me and tells me about it. I was like, that's not what I fucking said. I said nobody wanted to dance to Selena at the mostly white, old school Britisher. Don't get me wrong. Caucasians at the Britisher love to shake their ass to some party music, but not fucking Selena. You know how many, or one thing that drives me crazy is like the older fucking Mexicans that come up to you and like, yo, play the fucking music that I like. Motherfucker, I don't know you. What do you like? I've never met you before in my life. How will I know that I know what to play? And usually it's just they just think of themselves. I can't stand it. Latinos, you fucking drive me, I'm sorry, Mexicans, you drive me fucking crazy when it comes to my DJing. And these are my people. These are my people. I vibe, I get them. Except when it comes to, and you guys get drunk, oh my gosh, you're unbearable. You're unbearable. Y'all are fucking annoying. I hate doing Mexican party. I just did. I fucking was getting ready to do birthday party. And now I have to ask, and it's always when I see Gutierrez, Ramirez, Gonzalez, Lopez, all that shit. I see that last name. I always have to ask, all right, what kind of music do you want? Recently, one lady was like, we just, you know, just some cumbia and some like corridos and just like Spanish music, rockiness. I'm like, no, I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do that for 6 hours. But I really appreciate it. You know, I hope you find a DJ. Good luck. But I'm gonna have to respectfully pass on this one. And she comes back with, oh well, then you should specify what genres you spin on your web page. And I'm like, lady, I'm an open format DJ. I play it all, but I also reserve the right to decide whether or not I want to take an event. In your case, I don't want to. I was like, bitch, fuck you. I will spin cumbia. Don't get me wrong. Cumbia's a vibe. But if all you want is that shit kicker rancho shit for 5 to 8 hours, I would rather gag on a fucking cactus. No. No. That punji shit, I can't do it for 6 hours. Ugh, I just can't. And I like salsa more anyway. Anyway, I just had to rant. People get on my nerves, and it's always the Latinos that get on my fucking nerves. Dude, they're so just, ugh.
It'd be your own people.
It be your own people. Like, I just, they have no chill. And don't even get me started on the amount of Latinos that drop N-bombs, and they shouldn't. You're not black. You are a person of color, but you are not a black person. Stop saying it. Fat Joe, go fuck yourself. Let's actually start there.
Dang.
Let's actually start there. We're going to start with music, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a lot. We don't have a lot. But we're going to start in the music news, and we're going to start with Fat Joe. Fat Joe made headlines. He made major headlines. For those of you who don't know, and we didn't talk about it here because I didn't give a fuck. And I'm a big Versus stan. I love Versus. I talk about it like all the fucking time on this show. But they did Ja Rule and Fat Joe, and I just did not give a shit. I didn't. Why? Why would I watch that? And it was... A lot of people enjoyed it, I guess. But a lot of people were just like, no, this isn't it. We want... Because after that Jadakiss versus... Jadakiss. After the Lox versus fucking Dipset, people were like, nah, we need the real raw hip-hop shit. And then they did this, and it's like, no. Fucking no. We don't know. Fat Joe and Ja Rule? No, who gives a fuck about Ja Rule? His career's over. And then he came back with Fire Festival and then had to go back into the fucking... into the darkness again. He's lucky he came out of that unscathed. He really is.
I forgot about that.
But Fat Joe made headlines because he came out during Versus and called Lil Mo and Vita dusty bitches. He said they had to get they were found in a crack house, I believe it was. So it happened on Tuesday. Tuesday's Versus, this is per Hip Hop Wired. Versus showdown between Fat Joe and Ja Rule wasn't without some controversy. As of late, we can't get one Versus without the participants doing something very questionable. No, Fat Joe and Ja Rule didn't make the egregious mistake of calling an accused rapist who literally fled to another country to avoid facing his accused crimes or playing their songs that featured R. Kelly. Instead, the banter between the two artists went a bit too far. During the Versus, that saw Ja Rule rap sing his way to victory, and this was like, according to the internet, Fat Joe didn't have a fucking chance. He got destroyed. By Ja Rule, of all people. I'm sure fucking 50 Cent was at home just fucking punching the air like, you motherfucker. How dare you? But seeing his way to victory, Fat Joe, for whatever reason, he insulted Rule's special guests, Lil Mo and Vita, saying the Murder, Inc. rapper found them in the crack house and referred to them as dusty bitches. Oh, let's see. There's a video. There's a video here. Let's hear it. Why can't I hear it? Is part of it muted? Is that why? Oh, I'm an idiot. See, this is what happens. See, I'm tired today. Ladies and gentlemen, yay! I have to turn up the volume. I had it down in my mixer, in my fucking desktop mixer. It was turned down.
We'll blame the producers. It's okay.
It's fine. Way to get your shit together.
Sorry.
Here he goes.
Every fucking song got a feature, Ja. Hold up, Crank. I didn't see nobody come. Y'all seen somebody come out here with me?
Oh, them dusty.
I mean either.
You gotta go to the crack house to find them bitches.
Hold up, but let me tell you something, Crank. I heard you say something about I ain't had a...
You gotta go to the crack house to find them bitches. Lil Mo understandably took offense to Joe Crack's comments and spoke exclusively with TMZ. He called them vile and disrespectful, saying he should have known better following the recent celebrity drug-related deaths like DMX and Michael K. Williams. Rest in peace. She also said Joe's comments were triggering because of her own battle with opioid addiction. Let's see. We'll listen to some of it.
Everyone may have seen or me speak up and recently, you know, being clean from opioid addiction. So saying... those are the kind of bitches you get from the crack house. It's like, whoa, we've seen the recent deaths from people, you know, overdosing and stuff from the DMXs to the Michael K. Williams. Like, we're not going to play those type of games because you don't know what anybody's dealing with. So I'm glad to say that I'm clean, but I don't know who else, because a lot of people were offended. Like, we haven't shared the stage in almost 20 years. So that right there was monumental, and it was, like, really great for me just because everybody saw what I've been through. So I didn't watch the... Versus at first, but when I went in the back, the first text message that I received was from my daughter, my oldest daughter. She's 19.
Ooh.
And she kept on saying, yo, he's talking too much, like he gotta pipe that down. And I was like, no, it's Versus, you don't know what's going on. So I hadn't heard the banter before. I did see Joe in the parking lot right after his sound check, and we embraced. So I didn't realize all of that stuff was being said before we arrived.
Now, a lot of people on, including Remy Ma, of course, coming to cape, fucking throw her cape on for fucking Fat Joe. She was like, you know, he's not like that. You even said you were embracing beforehand, but it's like, still, you know, you gotta have the verses is between you and Ja Rule, mm-hmm. right? Everybody expects there to be a lot of it's hip hop. It's fucking rugged. It's raw. There's no pulled punches, you know, especially if it's between you and your opponent. But what the fuck did Lil Mo and Vita do to you to even talk about them like that? That's what a lot of people were pissed off about.
He kind of just states that he's already apologized, of course.
He has a lot.
It was just like something about being caught up in the moment, which is weird. Like, still, it's like you're a performer. Like, this shouldn't. Like, you've been to your share of concerts and stuff and done public events. Like, you all of a sudden you're caught up in this moment. You say something wrong. Like, this is the first time it's happened. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Fat Joe. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
So, it was really weird. Getting caught up in the moment isn't a good enough reason at all for anyone. I don't care how famous you are. I don't care. You should be adult and have the professionalism, the respect, and the integrity to keep your comments focused on who the comments should be directed to. I am okay with the shit talk. Whether it be beer pong, whether it be a professional boxing match, that it's one of those things when we used to always say in beer pong was shit. Rule number one is talk shit, because it's all about, you know, making them miss, making people fuck up, winning that game. Mm-hmm. But it is clear that like that's a part of the game. Don't take it personally. It is part of this game to throw each other off and talk shit to each other. In competition, you know, in competitions like football, professional sports, all that stuff, people talk smack. Look at boxing, wrestling, even though wrestling's mostly fake. A lot of that theater is what makes it all great. But you don't just go off and start talking random shit and calling women dusty bitches out of a crack house.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can't do that. You just can't. And, like, call Ja Rule a dusty bitch that you had to find out of the crack house. I would have loved it. Fuck yeah. Because you know what? Ja Rule is a dusty bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But direct the shit. Like, look at the Dipset Lox battle. They were talking mad shit. But it was to each other. It was to each other. And then they came up at the end, hugged each other, and were like, look, you know, we're getting but we're all friends. We're all buddies. This is for the culture. This is for the love. We love each other. We're doing a tour. Like, boom, boom, right there. One, two, three, check box, left and right. That's how you do it. You direct it to the people that need to get it. But to just, like, come, like, dude, no. Why? It's just, it's petty, and it's stupid. And honestly, it looks worse than it probably could have looked, because Fat Joe was taking a huge L in this battle. Like, he was... It's almost like he was getting frustrated and just fucking popped off. And you can't do that. But he got a lot of flack for it. People are pissed. He's been apologizing up and down. Now, let me clear that up for you all. This isn't a DaBaby or Boosie Badass situation or anything like that. He didn't double down. That night, he apologized. I think during that show, he apologized. And I got to give respect. He got caught up in the moment. Doesn't fucking, you know, make it go away. It doesn't excuse it. But the fact that he's like, nah, I fucked up. Okay. Cause you know, he already got paid. It's not like he's still chasing the bag. It's Fat Joe. He's got the bag. He's got several bags. So I have to, and he's trying to make it better, but clearly people are still very pissed, because then it's just like, it just plays into this whole you know, this very misogynistic vibe in hip hop, though. There is, this does exist, and it just, it brought that back up and in a time and a night where it's supposed to be about unity, there was division and a very old way of doing hip hop where it was just degrade women, talk shit about women, da 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 da, etc. Like, this is, it's run rampant through hip hop for fucking years. So it just was, and it was salt on a wound. It's taking a while to heal because a lot of people don't want to heal it or don't want it to heal. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, I hope that he can continue to, I hope he's successful in making things better and, you know, paying for his sins, I guess, repenting, whatever the fuck, and making things right. And no, that's not like buying them a car or any of that. No, like genuinely going to them and just be like, you know what, I'm fucked up. I'm sorry. That was fucked up of me. Which it seems he has done. So, but people are still pissed. Like Lil Mo was still out here doing interviews and whatnot. And I mean, and rightfully so, you know, who am I to get mad at her? She was the one that it was directed to. I can't speak on how she feels. She has told us, but I don't feel it. I don't completely understand. We don't completely understand it. You know, and like she said, she's been going through an opioid addiction and she's clean now. But like, you know, basically to go through all of that and feel like you came out on top and you got your shit together and someone just kind of throws it in your face, even though it wasn't on purpose. I'm sure he wasn't thinking like, oh, Lil Mo is a fucking opioid addict. I'm going to call her a dusty bitch from the fucking crack house because she's a drug addict. No, I don't think that's what happened. But still, it's like indirectly you reopened a wound that has not fucking healed, you know. So, yeah, let's move forward from this. I'm not saying forget it happened. I'm saying move forward as in do what needs to be done and what is right to make it better for these people that you hurt, that you allegedly respect. So, and yeah, this misogynistic bullshit needs to stop. I will say this. We like the misogynistic bullshit sometimes. And what I mean is like, you know, half-naked women shaking ass and shit. You know, the typical club scene, Magic City, all that stuff. To an extent, we still like some of that very, you know, some see it as degrading. And if it's only degrading if it's done to you and you don't like it. If there are people who like to do all this freak, twerky, fucking sexy shit, and they don't feel degraded, they feel empowered, then fucking more power to them. That's great. Yeah. Do your thing. If you like it, do it. If you don't, don't. And that's who I'm speaking to. The people who don't like it done to them or not for it, they need to, you know, whatever, mind their business for the when it comes to the people who do. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. So some people like half-naked women shaking ass in the club to hip-hop music. And there's still obviously a fucking market for that because sex sells. But anyway, Fat Joe, keep doing your thing and making amends, and I'm not surprised that you lost that battle. Because even though I hate Ja Rule, Ja Rule has way more hits, and you're not Big Pun, buddy. R.I.P. Big Pun.
It's okay, one day, Fat Joe.
Looks like you ain't all the way up anymore, my guy.
Ooh, ouch.
Ouch. Moving on. More music news. Oh, gosh. And then this is going to roll right into our music releases. Why isn't it here? Insane. Ladies and gentlemen, Lil Nas X. We all know about Lil Nas X. We all know the controversy. We all know the hypocrisy behind all of you bumping fucking Old Town Road, but once you get that fucking America Brother vibe out and you realize that he's a gay man and all this stuff, you hate. Shut the fuck up. You were just metaphorically sucking his dick through his music.
Haters.
You guys are fucking clowns. But anyway, this man has put forth one of the best marketing campaigns for an album release that I have seen in recent years. And ladies and gentlemen, I am fucking here for all of it. Oh my gosh, let me applause. dude, if you have not seen Lil Nas X's marketing campaign, you need to go look this shit up. He's released billboards all across, I want to, it's definitely in Hollywood, it looks like. I don't know how far across America he's gone. But let's check this out. Let's check this out. Ad of the day: Lil Nas X offers financial compensation to haters in Montero billboards. Baby, oh baby, I'm so excited. This is great. I had a post here that had like all the fucking billboards. Damn, I'm upset. I've lost it now.
Uh oh. Oh, I think I have it still up. I don't. Ah.
It was here somewhere. Well, let's read this article. And we've got some of them. And I'm upset that I don't have this anymore. Unless I had to click on latest. Oh, here we go. Okay. These billboards for hashtag Montero. Oh, let's read this. This is per The Drum. Are you single, lonely, and miserable? You may be entitled to compensation, and Lil Nas X is here to help. According to several parody billboards spotted in LA yesterday, the chart topper and king of the internet has used a mixture of traditional out-of-home advertising methods mixed with his typical on-the-pole social media tactics to promote his highly anticipated debut album, Montero. The four billboards posted on Lil Nas X's Twitter account yesterday saw the rapper take on the role of a cheesy lawyer and directed viewers to WelcomeToMontero.com. The pre-sale site for the Stars album. Do you hate Lil Nas X? One ad read, next to a photo of the internet sensation dressed as his lawyer persona. Lil Nas X is no stranger to using unconventional tactics to promote his music. Earlier this year, the Gen Z icon teased a single industry baby by mocking Nike in a spoof court montage after the sportswear brand sued him over the now infamous Satan shoes, which contained a drop of real blood. The blood marketing tactic led the way on an unlikely bond with pro skater Tony Hawk. I didn't know that. Interesting. Hmm. The latest marketing stunt comes after a string of similar tactics in recent weeks from the industry baby singer announcing his pregnancy on social media with a series of now viral photos to registering for gifts for his new baby to even creating his very own fake daytime talk show, The Montero Show. Montero features musical collaborations with many high-profile artists, including Elton John, who last week teamed up with the rapper again in a glamorous new campaign for Uber Eats. Yep, they got a commercial together. It's great. Yeah. Some of these billboards. Above Ulta. Are you single, lonely, and miserable? You may be entitled to financial compensation. Visit WelcomeToMontero.com. We've got, do you miss the real America? Visit WelcomeToMontero.com to see how we can take back our country back. Oh, dude. Gay? You may be entitled to financial compensation. Visit WelcomeToMontero.com. Do you hate Lil Nas X? You may be entitled to financial compensation. Visit WelcomeToMontero.com.
Nice.
It's great. I am so here for all of his, just everything. I'm here for it.
Yeah, he's really good at that. He's got a talent with marketing and, you know, being a part of the internet and just being a meme as well. So it's good. It's good stuff.
And it's great to, I love just, of course, me being the problem that I am. I love anything that just like tricks people, because you know people are going to look at that billboard. A lot of fucking boomy conservatives are going to look at one of those billboards and go, yeah, that's me right there, and go to it. And there's fucking gay ass, mostly naked fucking Lil Nas X going, listen to my music, bitch. And then like, oh, let me get out of this. Too late. You clicked on it. You gave me the fucking view. Hey.
No, DDoSed.
I love it. So it's been great. And I'm here for it. And of course, it lines up with his release of his new fucking album. But first, let's talk about something else. We'll get to the... Let's start with you, Danny. Let's start with your music pick for the week.
Woo!
Let's do it.
It is my only music pick. I guess it just defaults to pick of the week.
Hey!
But, friend of Denzel Curry, I guess you could say best friend, and part of like his little crew, Zilla Kami, released an album called Dog Boy. It's, I mean, I have beef with any rapper who does rock albums, just because I've had bad experiences. For example, Eminem, whenever he does rock songs, I hate it. Lil Wayne, Drop the Fucking World, hated that album. Just anyone who thinks that it's a good idea usually does not deliver. Zilla Kami, though, I feel has like a voice that really just like kind of makes the album bearable. And I liked it because, you know, the guitar riffs, he's playing the guitar and he's rapping. I guess you could say rapping. It's a lot better than what I've heard in the past. So I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was cool. It's 30 minutes long. It's got Lil Uzi Vert on it. It's got Denzel Curry. There was someone else on it. Miley Cyrus is on it as well. Elton John, Megan Thee Stallion. I'm looking at the wrong
one. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Wait a minute. He has the same features as Montero? No, he's Denzel Curry, Lil Uzi Vert, and most of the songs are just him. They're like a minute to 2 minutes long, but I really liked it. I really liked it a lot. So, yeah. That's my pick.
Fuck yeah, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to listen to Badass with Lil Uzi Vert by Zilla Kami off of the new album Dog Boy.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes?
Yeah, I get paid throwing mega hand grenade. Okay. I was on the run, moving past right on the way. Yeah, and just a reminder, hey, shit won't get you paid. Yeah, y'all niggas should focus on getting your fucking race. I'm McDonald's. Even talk to me, them doggies bark at me, but never bite at me.
Hey,
I got
hey.
The sniffing for the witness who locked eyes with me. I got the time to dig, I got the fight on me.
Let's get it.
Cruising in the whip, I got the stick, I'm booted up. Holes up in the house and all they ass is tooted.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Badass with Lil Uzi Vert by Zilla Kami off of the new album Dog Boy.
It's good. It's fun. It's a fun little take. So.
That one I enjoy. I did a quick listen to some other ones. It's like, I really got to sit down and listen to these because quick listen's not doing it for me.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thanks, Danny. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, of course. That's it. Thank you.
Hey. All right. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Yeah. No. What about you? What have you been listening to, though?
This week was actually like a slow week, as if it wasn't like I had already only had two picks for this week, and it was Thrice and Big Boy and Sleepy Brown. And Big Boy and Sleepy Brown was supposed to release earlier this month, and they pushed it back. They ended up pushing it back another fucking week, but it worked out because Lil Nas, I haven't seen any promo for Lil Nas X literally until like the day of it dropping. Like, I didn't know Lil Nas X. I'm surprised that Metacritic didn't have Lil Nas X earlier. I don't know if he just randomly decided and short noticed to drop the album, but I hadn't really heard about it. I feel like I would have. And there's been some time since those first two singles came out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, Industry Baby came out more recently, which is still a bop, but whatever. But I listened to Thrice. Thrice came out with a new album, ladies and gentlemen. I have been listening to Thrice... not religiously like most of my friends, but I've been listening to Thrice since about 2005, 2006. This album is a very different Thrice album than what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. Definitely away from that more metalcore. It had more of like a, almost like a, like if Thrice tried to do the Deftones, but Deftones light. Like not like, the Deftones typically has a more, like a deeper, darker feel to it. Whereas this Thrice album wasn't as deep and dark. But I still enjoy it because this is just another... I love these examples of the bands that we grew up with and loved. Like, their evolution. Their evolution and straying away from the sound that they're known for, but I feel like still hitting that note and goal that they wanted. This is a decent album. It's Horizons/East. There are 10 tracks... And I vibed with it. I've listened to it twice. I listened to it yesterday while like cleaning and shit. And then on my way home this morning, I listened to Thrice again. And I enjoyed it. It's definitely got a that Thrice vibe, but in a different light, and it's different to me. It was different to me, but I still liked it. I'm going to play, if you like Thrice, I think you, and you're open to hearing bands do slightly different things. And I don't know, they had another album before this. It could sound more like this. I don't know. I didn't hear it.
What, but I heard Beggars? This
one. Yeah.
Beggars is folky, very folky. So okay, Palms, yeah. Oh, yeah, they've released a lot more than Beggars. It's kind of like their last album. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like their last album, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so yeah, we've got Thrice here. I'm going to play Scavengers off of Horizon / East. Horizons / East by Thrice. Hey.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes?
Overhead are those angels of vultures, heavy wings and the hum of decay. Deceiving hover, skew and smother the light of day. Oh, every word is a dissonant whisper. It got you wearing a smile like a mask.
Yeah. All right. That was Scavengers by Thrice off of the new album Horizons East. It's a vibe. Hmm. Yeah, it's definitely different.
It's very different from the last album.
Okay, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so they've been stepping out of their box, and I'm here for it. I enjoyed this one. This one was like, they stepped out of their box, and I was like, dope, dope.
They did that, like, what was it? Fucking 10 years ago, I think it's been,
mm-hmm.
or 11 years ago, they did Beggars, which was like a folky, a lot more gothic folk album,
okay.
which I really liked. So,
fuck yeah,
they do that a lot.
And moving on to the man of the hour, Lil Nas X. Lil Nas mm-hmm. X had this album, and I'm like, I was a little reluctant because one, industry baby, bop. Call me by your name or call me by my name or whatever the fuck that song is. It's all right, but least favored out of the two single drops. Mm-hmm. Still goes. But and then I went in this album and it starts with that song. And I listened to it. I was like tempted to skip it. I'm like, no. You got to listen to this thing in its entirety. As is. That's like my thing. I got to listen from start to finish. And if I like it and want to listen again, then I'll throw it on shuffle and listen to the album shuffled. Mm. So I just really like to hear the flow that the artist had planned for. And on that first listen, dude, I like this album. I dug it. I was cleaning. I was cooking. I was doing the damn thing. This was good. I mean, you've got 15 tracks, some interludes, maybe one or two, one interlude. There's also, like, again, features, of course, Jack Harlow. Doja Cat was featured on this. Elton John, Meg the Stallion, and Miley Cyrus. This man got both the Cyruses on his music. He tapped into both the Cyrus. Isn't there a brother? What's he going to be on?
The next one.
Are you going to be an interlude? Does he perform?
I have no idea.
I just bet he better be on it. I better see the whole Cyrus family. Is Grandma Cyrus going to be on this? Unless Grandma Cyrus isn't alive, then RIP.
Yeah, we don't know that yet. We can't confirm.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it either way. Montero. Yeah, guys. This was a thing. And it's this. Don't get me wrong. He raps. He makes fucking rap and hip hop music. Lil Nas X is a pop star. He is a pop artist. In my opinion.
Yes.
And I feel by definition, yeah. Because this album definitely showcases that. This isn't all hip-hop. This isn't all, like, a rap, you know, vibe. He definitely steps out of the box and does some more, like, alternative stuff. Or, like, then there's... It's just great. It was great to hear him step out of what we know him for and do other things. And I feel like he hit his mark. He definitely hit his mark, And I think that if you've enjoyed a good chunk of what has come out, at least some of what he's put out, I think you're going to like this album, ladies and gentlemen. I dug it. And I'm going to play Scoop. Scoop featuring Doja Cat. Whoops. By Lil Nas X.
I've been working on my body. You ever seen a nigga hit Pilates?
Hey.
No, I ain't feeling sorry.
Been in the kitchen bumping out the body.
You know the fucking vibes.
I've been in the crib going crazy. I've been moving work on the daily. Baby, ain't you trying to be a baby? Understand, I'm just trying to be the daily. Scoop.
That is Scoop featuring Doja Cat by Lil Nas X off the new album Montero.
Nice.
The topics in that he talks about flexing, he talks about love, he talks about, he even mentions in one of the songs, like, oh yeah, you were all about me during Old Town Road, but now, like, go fuck yourselves. He definitely has shit to say. He definitely, I feel like he took a shot or two at some artists. And yeah, it's been a vibe. So yeah, go check that out, guys. Montero by Lil Nas X just came out, and I think it's worth a listen if you're into that kind of thing.
I gotta check it out.
Definitely check it out. And that's it for music, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we got.
That's it.
Nothing crazy yep. at all. What else we got on the docket? I guess we can do, let's do news. News and what's trending. Shit, I should have done this first. See, and this is what happens when I fuck everything up, but it is what it is. At least we're giving the flowers now. Ladies and gentlemen, rest in peace to Norm Macdonald. Thank you so much for your contribution. For your controversy. Norm Macdonald was a very controversial comic mm-hmm. and personality. But I fucking, dude, him as Burt Reynolds in fucking Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL is one of the most iconic characters and like moments in SNL. As much as I think it was Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery. Like, it's just seriously, it's just like so great. He was controversial. He did his thing and was beloved by a lot of people. Yeah. This is per Deadline. Norm Macdonald dies, influential comedian and former SNL Weekend Update anchor, was 61. Norm Macdonald, whose iconic delivery of is that laconic, I'm assuming? I don't know. Delivery of sharp and incisive observations made him one of the Saturday Night Live's most influential and beloved cast members, died today after a 9-year private battle with cancer. He was 61. Macdonald's death was announced to Deadline by his management firm Brillstein Entertainment. The comedian's longtime producing partner and friend Lori Jo Hoekstra, who was with him when he died, said Macdonald had been battling cancer for nearly a decade but was determined to keep his health struggles private away from family, friends, and fans. Totally respect that. It's the same thing with MF Doom. It is the same thing with Double K. It's the same thing with a lot of people. Everybody doesn't... Chadwick Boseman. Everyone doesn't need to know. All right? Sometimes that shit can make it harder, to be honest. Yeah. I feel like it makes it much harder for them. He was most proud of his comedy, Hoekstra said. He never wanted to diagnose to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. Boom. Norm was a pure comic. He once wrote that a joke should catch someone by surprise. It should never pander. He certainly never pandered. Norm will be missed terribly. Norm Macdonald, Macdonald was scheduled to be in New York Comedy Festival lineup in November. He was an SNL cast member from 1993 to 1998, making his greatest impact as the anchor of the show's Weekend Update segments for 3 seasons. Remembered for his droll style and for his refusal to go easy on O.J. Simpson despite reported pressure from NBC execs, Macdonald would prove one of the most impactful update anchors, pivoting away from slapstick approach of Chevy Chase and toward the more barbed political approach of his successor, Colin Quinn. Yeah, he set the tone for a lot of the following Weekend Update anchors, mm-hmm. minus Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. Born October 17th, 1959 in Quebec City, McDonald started his show business career in his comedy clubs of Canada, developing the deadpan style that would become both his trademark and a highly influential touchstone for a generation of comics. After being a contestant on Star Search in 1990, he landed his first regular TV writing gig on The Dennis Miller Show, fronted by the man who anchored Weekend Update from 1986 to 1991. He was hired to write for Roseanne Barr's sitcom Roseanne from 92 to 93 season before landing the coveted gig at NBC's Saturday Night Live. Among his most popular SNL bits was a gum-chomping impression of Burt Reynolds, complete with charming smile, bolo tie, and wise guy attitude, often at hilarious odds with Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek. If his Reynolds was his best, other impressions were nearly on par. McDonald's roster included Andy Rooney, Clint Eastwood, David Letterman, Larry King, Quentin Tarantino, Mr. Bean, and Rod Sterling, among others. Aww. Where is this?
Lead with $14.
Here we go.
I'm gonna bloom. Sure you will. And finally, back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Oh, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Come on, that's way out of line. Mr. Reynolds, what are you doing?
Yeah, I found this backstage, oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. It's funny. It's funny because it's bigger than a, you know, a normal hat.
I see that. Get back to your podium.
Take a look at that.
Yeah, I see it. Go back to your podium.
Ah, man, he was so great. Ladies and gentlemen, Norm MacDonald, rest in peace, rest in power, rest in paradise. We will miss you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that he didn't, like, fall from grace like someone like Adam Carolla did. People used to love Adam Carolla. Now he's fucking, like, ugh.
Yeah.
He's hard to listen to. Anyway, yeah, rest in peace, Adam Carolla. Adam, your career. And to Norm MacDonald. And, yeah, so let's move on to what else we got in the news. Oh, the California recall.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zaddy Newsom is still in office. Didn't happen. Wasn't even fucking close. You know, I don't want to get too far into this because it's just hilarious. This is how stupid and pathetic a lot of people have become. I've seen, oh, and this will go hand in hand with something else that I actually want to talk about, the Antelope Valley Fair, which has been canceled.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people canceled, well, let's start with this. A lot of people canceled the fair got canceled by the fair. And I've heard sources say that, you know, it was a number of things, mainly like a logistical thing, and having to do things under the new guidelines that were set forth by LA County would have caused them to have to hire more, like, police and stuff. And they just weren't able to do it. Because being in the Antelope Valley, we know that there's a shitload and a ton of people who are not vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
Or they are vaccinated, but they don't feel like they have to prove it or go through all the bullshit. And then having to deal with all of these fucking unbearable morons is more of a headache than actually just doing it. Or than just, like, you know, canceling and taking the heat is what I meant, actually. Mm. So, and I was in the comments of their announcement on Facebook was a ton of people as if it wasn't the decision of the fair to cancel, blaming the recall of Gavin Newsom failing. Oh, well, you guys kept Gavin Newsom in office. So the recall of Gavin Newsom, and people literally claimed, oh, this is revenge. This is Gavin Newsom getting revenge. So you mean to tell me that Gavin Newsom, to seek revenge for the recall, looked at the Antelope Valley of all places in California and said, you don't get your fare. That's what happened? You think Gavin Newsom gives a fuck about the Antelope Valley Fair? Do you think most of the Antelope Valley gives a fuck about the Antelope Valley Fair? That's a rhetorical because they do. Because if you see how many fucking whiny bitch adult fucking babies there are in these comments, you'll realize that, holy shit, there are a lot of people who make way too big of a deal of the fucking fair. The fair. It's the fair. You spend $15 to $20 on a beer. You go, hell yeah, brother, at a monster truck show. And stuff your face with funnel cake. Bitches. Los Primos Churros makes funnel cake on the reg. Go support local business and go get your funnel cake. So there's that. Beer, you can buy 2 to 3 of those beers at the actual brewery right down the street that's going to be serving it up. You can get more beer for less if you just go get off your ass and go support those businesses. So there's that. And what else? You want to go look at some fucking pigs and horses? It smells. You shit kickers and your fucking boo-hoo. Oh, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And people blame it on Newsom. And people were pissed off. Oh, Newsom got recalled. Guys, and here's the issue with this. You know why he didn't get recalled? You know why he stayed in office? You don't recall a person, and then when people go, well, who are you going to replace him with? Serve up some guppy-faced fucking weirdo that no one wants. You all can't seriously... Dude, 1.1% of people wanted Caitlyn Jenner. Really? Caitlyn Jenner? The Auntie Tom of the trans community, as Chris Redd put it. The man who opened the door, the woman who opened the door for trans people, walked through it and shut it right behind her. Really? See, this is why we can't take this type of shit seriously. You people bitch, complain, want the change. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that don't fuck with Gavin Newsom. But they are not so stupid or illogical that they're going to pull him out and put someone worse for the next year. Y'all couldn't wait another year? Yeah. You couldn't wait a year. All you had to do was wait a year and go through the voting process to get someone better. Now you have to still wait that year and wasted tax dollars to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Why? Yet you want to talk about this state misappropriates funds or doesn't put funds in the right place? How about this multi-million dollar bitch fit you all threw? Are you kidding me? You spent hundreds of millions of dollars so you could showcase how much of a whiny little bitch you are? Really? And to you people that claim California is trash, the people in here are trash, it is a dumpster fire, it's terrible, it's unbearable, it's filled with sheep, all these things that are allegedly so terrible out California, if it's so bad, why haven't you left? Yeah. If it's such a garbage can, why are you living in it? Why do you choose to live in this quote-unquote garbage can? Leave. I don't like living in garbage. No. I don't like living next to trash or working in trash or in disgusting places. It's gross. It smells. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to be there. I get out of there as quickly as I fucking can. Uncomfortable situations. I leave. I don't stick around. So why are you still here? Why? It makes no sense. You boo-hoo, you bitch, you cry. Leave. Go to Texas. Go to Florida. Go to Arizona. You don't have to go that far. It's another desert. And more welcoming to your bullshit. Leave. Oh, you're not going to. Because you're full of shit and you're whiny babies. And you don't contribute to the change in your life. You don't do anything to change your life. It's the same thing with people in the Antelope Valley. Bitch about there allegedly being nothing to do here. When there's tons of shit to do here. Yet, you don't go out. You don't do anything. You sit at home and binge watch the same Netflix shit. Get off your fucking ass. Do something about your life. That's all I'm going to say. California recall. Gavin Newsom, he can go fuck himself, to be honest. Don't put us all on lockdown and then go fucking chill with your fucking homies without masks and doing events and shit. And like, dude, no, you're a leader. Lead. But even then, you have to look. You gotta look at things logically. Look at all the shit that he has done. Look at all the shit that the state had. Look at the surplus that we had, that he had part of a hand in, of money that allowed us to all get stimulus checks from the state, not just the fucking federal government. We got support from the state. I'm pretty sure that I think I saw a headline. California is one of, I think, the only state that is out of the tier of high transmission rates for COVID. I wonder fucking why. I wonder. Oh, it must be all this tyrannical rules and shit that they put on us.
It's the horse pills.
It's, yeah, it's the fucking horse pills. And guys, make note of this shit. There's people in your community that don't give a fuck about anybody. They claim about being for the people, but what they mean is they're for themselves, and people being able to take advantage of that thing that they're garnering for themselves is just a plus. That's their fucking way to coerce people into their bullshit. Oh, freedom. No, you shouldn't be free to fucking indirectly kill people. It's against the law to murder people or kill people, whether justified or not. So why should you be allowed to be a fucking petri dish of disgusting fucking germs and diseases?
You shouldn't, by the way.
And kill people for the sake of being free. America. Dude, toxic nationalism is a thing, and there's a lot of it in this country. I don't like nationalism. I don't. Dude, one lady in the comments of the Antelope Valley literally had the nerve to tell me. I had commented with the amount of, first I started with, the amount of babies that are in these comments, adult babies, is hilarious. Second, I outlined how I feel that the fair should still go on. The fair can still happen under the new guidelines. Let the crybabies, the people who don't want to get vaccinated or tested, because the new guidelines say either you're vaccinated or you have to have a negative COVID test in the last 72 hours. That's not hard. That's not hard or that much of a task. They're not even saying you have to be vaccinated. There's a fucking compromise here. And still people want to fucking, yeah, my rights. Then let them bitch online or outside of the gates. The rest of the community will pull together and do it for the sake of the community. The community wants a W. We want something to do. So there's still a way to do it. Now I've heard that there was logistical shit, and you know what? Then so be it. It's their show. They run it how they want. If they don't want to deal with it, cool. I understand. I don't have the budget or the money to put forth what to do to what the fair can do. Granted, I think the community would pull together. I think if they just did it, and I think a good chunk of it is money, as in not having the money to do it, it's not being able to make the money back. They want a revenue. They won't just do this for the community. They won't do it for the sake of providing for the community. They could waive vendor fees. They could take donations. They could bring in all local. I offered to do a stage for them and pull the promoters, DJs, and artists together. Like, there's ways around this, but they don't want to do it. Okay, that's their choice. That's your choice. I thought they should still do it, but whatever. And then, of course, I ended with the whole, if you don't like it, you should fucking leave, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. One lady literally responded with, you know, you'd be right at home in Nazi Germany. Really? I would be right at home at Nazi Germany, even though I still think that they should do the fair. And I called out people for their bullshit. That equates to, you're the equivalent of a Nazi.
Easily, yeah.
I know. I told her, I was like, is somebody exterminating you, lady? Did the Gestapo punish you by not giving you your fair? It's the fair. It's the fucking Antelope Valley Fair. People are so fucking pathetic. It's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
It's hilarious. But yeah, the California recall fell through. It didn't happen. We wasted millions of dollars. Now you're gonna have to wait the year anyway. And we'll see where it goes. I just I don't give enough fucks, really, to be honest. I give a fuck about the hypocrisy and bullshit after, because I'm forever going to call out people for their bullshit and for logical fallacies and for not having common sense and for all this dumb shit. But honestly, when it comes to politics, I don't give as much of a fuck as I used to. And whatever. That's it. That's it for that. Oh, shit. Let's talk about fly shit, shall we? Actually, you know, I don't want to even going to get into this completely. I just have to ask you guys, why didn't anybody tell me that ASAP Rocky had become a spokesperson for Captain Crunch?
What?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
So you didn't see ASAP Rocky at the Met Gala wearing his Crunchberries outfit?
I didn't. Honestly, it's weird. Everything's weird about that Met Gala.
The Met Gala is fucking weird as fuck, yes. It makes no sense to me. Fashion? What? It's allegedly fashionable and super hip.
So hip.
It's like the hippest fashionable shit. Yet ASAP Rocky rolled up in a fucking quilt looking like he's wearing a bag of Crunch Berries. Fucking Lil Nas X showed up looking like Goldar from the Power Rangers. It's wild. Kim Kardashian wore the fucking chic burqa. Her and Kanye in all black, looking like... ugh. Looking like they have those fucking spandex suits that they use in, like, green screen filmings when, like, people have to, like, be invisible, but they got the color wrong. Well, it's black. You can't see us. No, it's supposed to be green. Yay. It's supposed to be green. It's just people are weird, dude. People wear weird shit at this thing, and it's just like, nah, it's fashion. I get that it's art because art is abstract, but it ain't fashion. That shit's weird. It's weird. Rich people, dude. Rich people do... rich people are fucking weird.
Yeah.
Do we realize this, ladies and gentlemen? How fucking weird rich people are? It's just... ugh. Don't get me wrong. There were some dresses where it's like, nah, that's slang. That's some vibey shit. And then it's just like, no, that's weird. Like ASAP Rocky, weird. Rihanna, fashionable to me. Fly. The Kardashians, fuck no. Weird. Whoopi Goldberg, weird. Lil Nas X, extra and weird, but still fashionable. He came out looking like royalty. This motherfucker came out like a French king.
I did see the cool videos of, you know, if the Met Gala outfits, if they were Dark Souls bosses. I really loved it.
Billie Eilish fucking wrecking it. Kid Cudi came out looking like a fucking... he came out looking like he was going to a desert party. That guy had a full-on, like, shower curtain fucking raver pants on with patches. And a fuzzy shirt. Like he was going out to Moon Tribe to fucking party. So I don't know. That shit weirded me out, but I laughed so hard when I saw fucking ASAP Rocky and his Captain Crunch blanket. It was fucking hilarious. I love it. And I said I'll bring that up. Like it was great. But that's news and what's trending, ladies and gentlemen. That's gonna do it for that. Moving on. Let's get into TV and movies. TV and movies. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a trailer for a new Marvel show. Hawkeye. AKA Marvel Die Hard. At least that's what some people were calling it.
It takes place during Christmas.
And it's action packed. Lots of explosions. So that's, yeah. Oh, by the way, just a reminder, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. And you can't fucking fight me on this because Bruce Willis said to him, fuck himself. It's not a Christmas movie. It's an action movie that happened during Christmas. It's not about Christmas.
No, it's not the director.
Fuck yourself. Anyway, enough of that though. Hawkeye. The trailer for Hawkeye, great. Have you seen it, Danny?
I did, yeah. It was enjoyable.
It looks interesting. I'm gonna go get into it. Fuck it, because it's just a trailer. I'm not spoiling the show. And if you get pissed off of trailer fucking like spoils, fuck you, because that's what a trailer is. It's supposed to spoil part of the movie for you to show you what the fuck the movie or show is about. Eat ass unless you like it. Go eat something that you don't like so that you're miserable, and then you'll get your comeuppance. But
there you go.
Hawkeye, the trailer, oh man, we've got fucking Clint Barton. He's got some loose ends that need to be tied up. It what seems like a resurgence of Ronin. I'm sorry. Why is this leaving me right now? Ronin. A resurgence of Ronin, who he was during Endgame. He was out wrecking shit and murdering baddies. It seems that Ronin has emerged and it's not him. So he's got to go tie up some loose ends. And what does he meet? Another archer who claims to be the best archer. And I'm sorry. This new archer, Haley Steinfeld, Kate Bishop. It looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Kate Bishop. That's Hawk Girl, dude.
That's Hawk Girl. She's basically, and then, you know, Hawkeye is coming through to show her the way and teach her some things. And yeah, it all happens around Christmas time. He basically leaves the family, says, hey, I'll be back in time for Christmas, but I got some loose ends to tie up. And it's them on their missions, their adventures, doing Hawkeye shit. I am excited for it. It looks good. It looks great. I like Hawkeye as a character. And the way that they've built him in this MCU, I really appreciate it. I feel like he's one of the favorites. I like him more than fucking Black Widow. Honestly. Because I have a thing for the heroes that don't have superpowers. The Punisher, Batman, you know, those are my favorites. And even like Wolverine, though he's all adamantium, it's like, it's not like a superpower. But whatever. I dig fucking Hawkeye. I'm excited that this is finally going to happen. And I, you know, it looks good. Looks good.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It looks great. And great. I mean, we get this, what, starting in November? Series premiere November 24th. So we get it in 2 months. So we're going to get Eternals. Then we get Hawkeye. Then we get Spider-Man. Cool. I'm with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hawkeye trailer. Go check it out right now. And, of course, November 24th is when it comes out, right before Thanksgiving. I'm excited. It's going to be good. Danny, you've been watching some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, both comic book related, I guess. But
fuck yeah.
Yeah, a couple things on my radar. Of course, Ted Lasso is almost over, and it's getting really good. Other than that, started up The Owl House again, season 2. I think I've mentioned it before, but Owl House is a really good animated show on Disney. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I came across it, but Alicia and I love it. We think it's great. It's awesome. The second season, we watched the first 2 episodes. It looks like it's going to be a good time. So that one was fun. I finally started What If, Marvel's What If. And watch the first 2 episodes. The animation's great. I like the animation a lot. And seeing like the different stories moving, I like it. I think it's going to be fun. I can't wait to catch up, watch the rest of it. So that's been good. But my highlight of the week, and probably my highlight for a while, is actually Why the Last Man, off Amazon Prime. Why the Last Man, of course. For those who don't know, it's a Brian K. Vaughan story. It was a Vertigo comic back in the day, which is owned by DC. And it's literally about... it's literally about, like, the human population of every species dies out, except for one guy.
No, and wasn't so, it? It's the male population. Yeah,
The human species? The male population of every species dies out. And, except for one guy whose name is Yorick. And he's got a monkey, a capuchin monkey, who's also a male. And I love it. I it's based off the comics, which I really wanted to read for over the years. And episodes are about an hour long, and it's just like this society is crumbling and these women are trying to find out like what the fuck is going on, how do we fix it, what do we do. And so there's three episodes out right now. I think the fourth one just came out, and it's really good. I definitely recommend it if you like post-apocalyptic adventures. It's got a lot of charm to it. And so yeah, I've been really enjoying that.
So, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been watching though.
Nice. Good shit, dude. Mm-hmm. We have talked about Why the Last Man before on the Gabe and Digby episode. There was, there was mention of it. We did mention that you did mention that the show was coming out, and it's nice to hear that it's enjoyable. That's the biggest thing about shows like this is like, please don't fuck it up.
don't fuck up any comic adaptation.
I feel like studios are definitely trying harder now. And they're actually very conscious and more careful about not fucking things up. Mm-hmm. At first. And as far as What If goes, it gets better. Like, the first episode was good. I enjoyed it. The second episode is my least favorite. Not to say that it wasn't good. I just didn't... It was just weird. It's too weird for me. And... But they've been going into these more recent episodes with, like, they're darker, and then it's almost like the twist at the end that actually gives you, like not a not-so-happy ending. It's not the typical happy ending, everything works out. That Doctor Strange one, man. The fucking, the Avengers one, number three. Dude, I can't wait to watch the next one. I haven't watched this week's, but I think you're going to enjoy it. Especially that Doctor Strange one, dude. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I hear it's good.
It's good. So I'm excited for you. And that's going to do it for TV and movies, ladies and gentlemen. Again, not much. Not much. Let's do comics. Comics.
Ooh. That's me again.
It's going to be me partially. I just want to say that as far as comics go, I don't have anything this week. I'm sorry. I know I said I was going to be more present in this, but I'm waiting for comics to come in. The last seller that I'm waiting on right now took fucking forever just to ship the damn thing. Mm. It was like a week and a half. I had to hit them up like, hello, I paid for the shit, ship it. And so that's going to be, that's basically Legion Quest number two. And once I get that, I'll be able to read Legion Quest. I've almost completed my Messiah Complex collection. I've also been trying to get the last one of the last comic from Venom Lethal Protector that I need, which is the first one. Lethal Protector 1 is so hard to get. It's the only one I need. I literally came up on all the other ones from the series.
And fucking good luck.
All I need is Lethal Protector. And dude, the last one that I bid on ended at $33. $33.
Expensive issue, man. It's the first standalone series of Venom.
So I'm trying my best to find it. I want to get that. And then Death of Wolverine. I have all of them except for the last one. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm hoping to complete them soon. And I definitely Legion Quest is going to be completed. I just need to get here. I need it to get here. Yeah. That's it. And Messiah Complex is a little bit harder because it's bigger. It's a bigger run.
I mean, I want the it's so hard to say. The Venomnibus.
Okay.
I want the Venomnibus, which collects Lethal Protectors, because I know that I'll never probably ever get that issue ever. But you could... I really want something Venom. It's the only fucking Spider-Man character I care about. So,
oh, nice.
Venom's dope.
Fuck yeah. So soon, next week, hopefully, I'll be able to at least enlighten you all on what I think of Legion Quest, which I'm super excited for. I mean, just that last issue, that cover of just like Magneto holding fucking Professor X and just like, man, anytime Magneto, don't get me wrong, Magneto's always pissed. But when he's fucking pissed, oh, I love Magneto when he's fucking furious. And I love the X, because that's the one thing about X-Men that I just love so much is that the dynamic, a lot of people don't understand that Charles Xavier and Magneto don't hate each other.
No, they love each
other. On the contrary, like, yes, they're adversaries, but it's because they disagree. They both want the same things, just in different ways. And every time one or the something happens to one or the other, the way that they flip, the way that the other character like flips, and in Legion Quest, I'm just excited, and just the love that, like, the whole premise of Legion Quest, ladies and gentlemen, is basically Legion is Professor X's son, and he goes back in time to kill Magneto for his dad, and ends off killing his dad.
Yeah, which kicks off one of the best X-Men alternate universes, which is Age of Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse, yep.
Yeah,
so amazing. And then you get to see this, like, to see him fuck up and kill Charles Xavier, and then...
It's so sad.
And in turn, fucking... pissing off the guy he was trying to kill. It's like, dude, it's like, oh, it's so X-Men, baby. So X-Men. Yeah.
So good.
And I'm excited. X-Men is probably the greatest story in the Marvel universe, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%. Fuck Marvel, man. It's X-Men, and then everything DC. It's just amazing.
Because really, I mean, Punisher comics aren't even that awesome either. It's just how raw, rugged, and some of the things they do. I remember having a Punisher issue where there was like an interlude in the middle of the comic. It was like a fucking half point where they would set up certain situations. Like, if you got into a situation where two guys try to rob you at gunpoint and one of them has a gun, the other one has a knife, they literally go step by step on how you could potentially get out of that situation. Quickly fucking hit the gun, break the dude's finger, grab his wrist, break his wrist. Like, this whole breakdown of just like, here's how you fuck some motherfuckers up. Like, it was like just raw, rugged, all that shit. But like, it's not as in depth. But of course, Frank Castle's story in general, I love.
I would love a Punisher omnibus. Like, I think Punisher's dope, but like, they've only made one and it's not even like the 90s. Punisher.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, I'm waiting for that omnibus. So, but yeah.
Yeah, fucking looking forward to that. Anyway, getting into it. Can't wait for Legion Quest. Love the X-Men. Fuck yeah, comics. Danny, what you got for a look at this? What is this?
Oh, my God. Dude. Fear State. Oh, my God. Okay, so DC.
I am fearful.
We're fine, yeah, and just in time for October too. But
hey,
we are finally at the precipice of the Batman universe, dude. They've been building up Fear State for months. For people who don't know, and I'll just do this quickly. I'm gonna do this quickly. Joker War happens. I talked about Joker War in the past. Joker fucking offs everyone in Arkham Asylum. It's called A Day, and then he goes on the run. Everyone is supposedly dead, and except for like Scarecrow. And so Scarecrow, for the last, like, 6-7 months, has been fucking with people and placing, like, different Scarecrow statues across Gotham and making people, like, building people's fear up without having to do anything. And so at the same time, you've got, like, the Magistrate, which is, like, peacekeepers who hate masked vigilantes, building up as well. And so people are on the edge, they're freaking out, and now... we finally have Scarecrow making his move and just keep putting the city in like complete panic mode. And so, God, it's a big crossover event among like the entire Bat family. It's happening in every single issue. This fear state of like the new peacekeepers hunting down the Bat family while the Bat family is trying to hunt down Scarecrow before he does any more damage. And so, it's so good, and I'm having such a fun time. Batman's just, he's fucked up, bro. Batman's so tired, man. I feel bad for the guy right now, because he's just going through the ringer with this shit.
Dude.
But, it's, God, it's so good. Batman is quote-unquote dead. He's not dead. But, and now a new Batman is coming up, which is Lucius Fox's son, and you've got the Magistrate taking over Gotham, and Scarecrow is just... fucking shit up. And so it's really good, and I love this event so far. Of course, this leads into Future State, which we already know what happens, because they teased it. But yeah, Batman's really good right now. All the Bat family issues, like Nightwing, Harley Quinn, the Joker a little bit, just Catwoman, they're all really good, and this crossover is just super fun. And I'm finally at a point where I'm like, I understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand what's happening. It's fun, and Halloween is going to be great. Of course, it's all Fear State, and Task Force Z is coming with the Red Hood, where he hunts down a bunch of fucking zombies of, like, Zombie Bane and Zombie Mad Hatter. And so I'm super excited for Halloween with DC, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Nice. But, fuck it. That sounds dope, dude.
Fucking dope. Scarecrow is just, he's not playing games anymore.
He's one of the only few fucking villains left, basically, it sounds like.
Yeah, because Joker is in, like, Paris right now. And Deuces. Jim Gordon is chasing him down. So, by the way, side note, the Joker series, it's not more about the Joker, it's more about Jim Gordon. And it's amazing. It's a great detective comic series. And, yeah, it's great.
Is he like the Jim Gordon in the Harley Quinn animated series? They say it's all inclusive, but you gotta pay for the towels. You gotta pay for the.
I just wanted a key to the city.
Still highly recommend the Harley Quinn animated show, guys. You guys can
Jim Gordon is hired to kill the Joker by the Court of Owls, and he kind of like is teeter tottering between, do I kill the Joker? Do I bring him in? What do I do? And he's running cross country trying to chase the Joker.
Dude, Court of Owls is still in play?
Yeah, the Court of Owls are in play with the Joker series. They're pissed off at the Joker, and they hire Jim Gordon, and he's kind of... And the Court of Owls is also trying to assassinate people in the Bat family. They're... Court of Owls are great. They're great.
I need to finish that. I read that first one when they first introduced the Court of Owls.
Oh, yeah. They're still here. They're still trying to take hold of Gotham, and also are pissed... Everyone's pissed off at the Joker right now. Like, everyone's hunting him down.
True Joker fashion.
Yeah.
My ass, he's in Paris. He's in fucking Metropolis.
Oh, fuck. Like, Superman couldn't handle fucking Joker.
I don't know. I don't know if you saw. There's a fucking new Injustice animated movie.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, fucking, I think, like, the Joker, he does, he fucking, like, annihilates Metropolis.
Yes.
He goes after fucking Metropolis.
Yeah, this I think it's based off of the original stuff, mm-hmm. I think. So it's, yeah, this is like, Joker is one of those people. He's that motherfucker who cracks Superman. Like, he cracks anybody.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's great in DC right now, DC Universe stuff.
I gotta pick up some things. I got it. This new 52, as far as Batman goes, has been getting really dark and nice.
Listen, buddy, I've got the first volume of the Omnibus if you want to reread it.
I will.
Volume 2 comes out in November. It's fucking shipping here. So I got both volumes.
First thing, baby. Yeah. Danny never lets us down with the fucking comic and book recommendations, ladies and gentlemen. Flowers.
Thank you. I know it sounds like I'm a madman, but I'm just like, this is what's happening. It got the... This is what happened in Paris. It's just like, it's just because it's just been so exciting.
Danny's totally that Charlie Day meme with the fucking dry erase board, but it's not writing. It's all comics pinned to the board.
Meanwhile, the fucking Teen Titans are over here. And like, it's just, it's crazy right now.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck yeah, man. Thanks for the recommendations. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
And that's going to do it for comics. That's going to do it for comics for now. And let's move into gaming, our last subject, gaming. I haven't played anything new. I've been playing a lot of Splitgate. Love it. I want to get Hunt. I've been watching you play Hunt.
Oof.
I want to get that. That looks intense.
That game is intense, yeah.
It looks really intense. I'm going to start streaming more because I realized I only stream Valorant. I love Valorant still, by the way. Mm-hmm. I fucking love that game. Splitgate, nice. Though, just like fucking Halo Portal. Fuck yeah. And I've been addicted to Team Shoddy Snipers. Like, I'm really good at that fucking one mode. Like, I love it. I've been wrecking fools. I got fucking videos on Instagram and YouTube and shit that you can go check out my wreckage. Also, Astroneer, I want to get back. I want to start streaming more other games. I've only streamed Valorant. Want to stream Splitgate. Want to stream Astroneer because it's just so beautiful. I got addicted to it again. Mm-hmm. And definitely want to start some older games, like I mentioned. Fallout New Vegas, I want to start from scratch with that and just wreak havoc on everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be hated by everyone. Let's have a run like that for the lulz. Do that. I know, again, like I've said, Bioshock, I want to start that from the beginning too. There's a few old games that I want to do, and definitely want to do some stuff off my Switch too. Eventually I'll get a capture card and start streaming that shit. But yeah. There's some games coming. There's some stuff coming up. I'll pick some shit up soonish. And again, you know, holidays are coming. I'll definitely pick some stuff up. But I have nothing really new to report on. But Danny, of course. Hit us with it, dude.
I'm back on the streaming game.
I love seeing it. Yes.
Yeah, I streamed 3 times this week, which is crazy.
So happy. I love that after that first one, you're like, look, this is no guarantee that I'm going to start streaming him. Streams like 2 days later or the next day, and then 2 days after that.
And I swear to God, I'm still sticking by that it's not a guarantee, even though I'm probably going to stream after this. But it's been fun. I've been playing a lot of games. Like you mentioned, I played Hunt on stream and some Splitgate. Hunt, fun. Bounty hunting, fucking PvP, PvE. Really hard, but very rewarding, honestly. The combat in that game's awesome. Fuck but I tried out Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt, which is a new Battle Royale game in the Vampire the Masquerade universe. Really fucking, like, movement is crazy. It's fun. It's just, I'm bad at it. I'm really bad at the game. But I enjoy it. Like, it's cool. There's abilities, different types of archetypes of vampires you can play. And it was fun. I don't know if I'll jump back into it, but I probably were. I probably will. But the game that I've been focusing on since last night is Celeste. And I've heard a lot about Celeste. It won Indie Game of the Year like 2 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And it's very highly praised. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to stream this game and I want to beat it. It is, if you've played Super Meat Boy, it's kind of the same concept. And it deals with Madeline, who is trying to climb this mountain. Of course, we get bits and pieces of why she wants to climb Celeste Mountain and why she's doing it for herself. It's fucking sad, I will tell you that.
Ooh.
And it deals with inner demons. It deals with, you know, overcoming stuff, not overthinking. And, you know, and it's a great platformer, honestly. I've died like 500 times so far. I'm like 4 chapters in, so I'm halfway done, and I'm going to probably finish it on stream. But it's such a great game. The soundtrack, holy shit. The fucking soundtrack is so good in this game. And yeah, it's just been a blast. So
yeah, that's what's up.
So
that's good. Another reason why I need to get a capture card is I have what fucking game is this? I have, dang it. Where is it? It's on the Switch, and it's like it's like Dead Cells, all those games. Wow, I thought I had.
Is it
on
Shovel
here.
Knight?
Shovel Knight, no. Damn, I can't find it right now. I don't know why I can't find it. See, this is what I get for having so many damn games on my fucking Switch that I've barely finished any of them. Oh, Rad. I haven't finished Rad.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing is short. But the progression between the levels of difficulty is so fucking extreme that I think that would be really great to stream and finally beat. Gotta deliver that content, man.
Yeah, all that content.
But dude, I'll check out Celeste. I love fuck everybody. Digby has always told me, he's like, dude, you're like one of the main reasons why indie games stay afloat, because I buy so many indie games. I just love them. Mm-hmm. They can be really fun, even if it's like not even that much of a, even if like it doesn't have that much of a replay value. Typically, I'll keep them for like hanging out with friends and playing them, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, fuck yeah, Danny with the fucking gaming recommendations. Y'all heard the king, and make sure you go follow him on Twitch so you can check out his streams. Fuck yeah. And of course, make sure you're following both of us on all social media. Just a heads up. The Chit Show is at Chit Show Podcast. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, make sure you are following us on all your favorite places to listen to podcasts. We didn't do a live showing of this on Twitch. This episode is not live right now on Twitch. So every now and then, you know, I was just kind of not vibing with it today. But every now, most of the time, we will stream this live on Twitch. And you can watch us on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/IamDJBrute. I don't know, maybe we'll have it set up to where you'll anytime I'm streaming, you share it on your stream. And that is twitch.tv/BulldozerDanko. And like I said, go see his gaming streams. He's back, baby. He can mislead you and say, oh, no guarantee. He likes it. He's addicted again. He's addicted to streaming. And I'm okay with it.
There you go.
Because your streams are awesome. And it was great to fucking be on your stream playing Splitgate with you guys. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be able to play games with people again. It's so awesome. Oh. But yeah, follow us on social media, guys. I am at IamDJBrute. At IamDJBrute is my username. Of course, follow me on SoundCloud. Check out my music, my mixes, soundcloud.com/IamDJBrute. And my website, DJBrute.com. You can see all my pictures, all my social media links. You can see all the shows that I've got coming up. Again, first Friday and third Friday, I'm at the Britisher in Lancaster doing my damn thing. And then, of course, October 30th, we have our two-stage Halloween event, house music, drum and bass, games, food, Barrios. We just announced Barrios Tacos is officially going to be with us. They're amazing. We got Top of Me's Papas. They're amazing. Games, costume contest, drinks for 21+. It's an 18+ event. Tickets are $6 right now. Pre-sale tickets are $6. And then at the door is going to be $11. Or just $10 at the door, $10 at the door. So, yeah, we appreciate you so much. Make sure you're following Danny on social media. My bad. At Bulldozer Danko on Twitter and at The Real Danko on Instagram. And again, go follow this motherfucker on Twitch. I love his streams. And make sure you're going to our Discord. Guys, the Discord's getting lit. We're sharing some stuff. Danny's pretty active on there. We're talking about stuff. Just a quick reminder, if you're still in Lancaster or the Antelope Valley or are interested in our little cinema event that we want to do, we want to go see Eternals, do a private showing with 20 people. It's $10 a person. We get the theater to ourselves, just us 20 people. And it's great. It's a great way to see movies. We did it for Black Widow. That was great. So highly recommend it. Go to the Discord. Follow us on Discord. If you you can look in the description, the podcast is episode description for the link, or you can go to our Instagram and hit our link tree, and you will be able to click on the invite to Discord and join up. It's fun. We've been watching shows. We share all the stuff, the information that we post on social media. We share there. We talk to each other, give recommendations, music, shows, comics, all this stuff. I love it. I love how where the channel's going, and I can't wait to add more people and to boost it more.
Boosties.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. This has been episode 89. Danny, thank you for joining me as always.
Of course,
you're a fucking legend.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor, sir. It's an honor to have a legend like you on the show all the time. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Take them flowers, baby. Here you go. Here are your lilies. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting. The support has been great. Again, we reached 2,000 listens in 87 episodes. This is episode 89, so I'm excited to see how many more listens we get. Thank you for sharing. Actually, I want to also say something. Yo, the ICP post that I had for Instagram got pretty lit. There was a lot of likes and some fucking shit-talking in the comments that I was liking. Except that Jason was being a dick to people, which is what Jason does. But,
Thanks, Jason.
We had some juggalos in there getting kind of a little salty. Not too salty. Just a tiny bit salty. Jason was more salty, but it was like, you know, that's his thing. That's the entertainment. But yeah, fucking check it out. Shouts out to all of you. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. And fuck yeah. Danny, I got to play this again. I got to get this back.
If you could slit my throat.
Here we go. All right, we're out. Enjoy some Taking Back Sunday. Go be sad boys. Love yourselves. Love the people around you. Love life. You're all loved. We love you.
I never lied to you.
You guys are the greatest. We love you. Peace. Deuces until next time. Bars.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.